Morning. Let's start off by saying Happy Mother's Day. I hope and pray that we don't have to have a holiday set aside for us to appreciate our mothers, right? All right. We have been very blessed this weekend, and I appreciate so much the preaching that has gone before and wonderful words that we need to try to remember as much as possible, and if you have an opportunity to listen to them again, because we're not going to remember everything the first time. And it's great to have the recording so we can go back and listen to them again, but if nothing else, pray that the Lord will bless us each and every time that we listen to a message or we sit here under the sound of the gospel or we're reading our scriptures, that the Lord will help us to prepare our heart to receive what we're about to have, because it's got to find a lodging place. Friday night, Elder Marty Smith started off with Isaiah 50, or was it, I can't remember which day, Friday or Saturday. Anyway, he started off with Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, there's just one verse in that Isaiah 55 that just kind of captivated my thoughts, and I've been rolling around in my head for a while, and I just can't seem to shake it loose. So let's just talk about that this morning, if the Lord be our helper for a little bit. I pray I don't take too much time, but in Isaiah 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Now, first off, you think, seek the Lord while he may be found. Is the Lord lost? Absolutely not. But have you ever noticed somebody who is maybe lost in the woods or something like that? Next thing you know, they stumble upon a trail. Oh, I found the trail. I found a pathway. Was that pathway lost? No, I was lost. They were lost. So when we talk about finding the Lord, the Lord's not lost, but I'm the one that's lost. So it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Most of the time, our minds and thoughts may be going to the ones that we know of that maybe not coming to church on a regular basis or maybe not living life like they should be. But let's not be a hypocrite. Let's not have the pharisaical attitude, because I fall in this category. I myself find myself in this category. I need to seek the Lord. There's times where my mind wanders. There's times where I'm not as dedicated to his service as I should be. There's sometimes that things get in my way. Sometimes things block up my path, if you will. So I need to remember, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Brothers and sisters, we need to be seeking the Lord each and every day. Calling upon his name every day, being close to him and staying close to him. I want to be close to the Lord. We sang that song, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Could you think of a better friend to have than Jesus Christ? I want to be close to the ones that I love. Do we love our Savior? Then if we love him, he told us how to do that. If you love me, keep my commandments. And to keep his commandments, we need to know his commandments. And the best way to know his commandments is read his word, keeping it close with us. You remember Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Reading the word of God so much that you're treasuring up in your heart, that you might not sin against him. Or what about Psalm 1, that blessed man? Remember that blessed man, verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his word doth he meditate day and night." Seems like that man is putting a priority on reading the scriptures. Seems like that man is putting a priority, as we read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Thinking about that blessed At first, Psalm 1, that blessed man, those things that he was not to do, and the things of his delight. His delight was the law of the Lord. Is the law of the Lord your delight this morning? Sometimes. I have to say sometimes. There's sometimes I have to remember, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. There's times in this life that we can stray afar off. There's times that we can wander away from the fellowship of God. I take great comfort in knowing that nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. That's what I hold on to. That's where my hope is. But I could take journeys away. I could be far from his fellowship. So, brothers and sisters, while we're near, while we're here, you know, if we're only time we're spending time with the Lord is on church on Sunday morning, we're missing out so much. We could spend time with him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and so on and so forth. We never have to leave. We may have to leave this building, but we don't have to leave the fellowship of God. We can have him with us. We can have as much as you want. How much of the Lord do you want? We can have as much as we want. Now we know that sometimes things in life happen. Things throw curveballs. And you know, a lot of times things can happen all of a sudden. Or we allow certain things to creep in. And there we go again. Just like the parable of the sower. That thorny ground. Those thorns sprang up and they choke the word. A lot of times we allow things to get into our life. We need to get busy. We need to get back to work. We need to be diligently seeking him. Over in Hebrews, I think I've probably reached my quota this morning for quoting. So I'm going to turn to it. Hebrews 11, chapter 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, what? Seek him. Diligently. Seek him. You know, the Lord talks in his word about diligently seeking him. Deuteronomy chapter 6 talks about diligently teaching our children. Because it's so important, it's so necessary for them to know this. For them growing up in this world. We see how things are going. We see how things are getting worse and worse, we think. Well, it's not going to get any better probably. But one thing that's not going to get any worse, one thing that can't get any better, is the hope that is in Christ. When they know of the love of God, when they know what manner of love the Father had, that he gave, what did he give? The very best he had. And those scriptures, knowing that this is what we need. Romans 15 and 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Might have hope. Brothers and sisters, this is not just a book filled with good hints. This is not just a book that is a helpful hints for today or anything like that. No, this is life. We can live, have life and have it more abundantly, right? Now granted, the Lord himself has to speak life to this dead alien sinner. But brothers and sisters, once he has done that, the Word of God, the gospel is that good news that feeds the soul. So us born again, children of God, this is good news to us. Over in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ. Are we risen with Christ? Amen. We're risen with Christ. He died for us in his robe, so because he lives, we shall live also, right? If we then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. There's already too much of the stuff of this earth as it is. There's already too much trouble out there as it is. Why do I need to add to that? If anything, I need to be seeking those things which are above, seeking the Lord every chance I get, reading His Word, meditating upon it day and night, because my light will shine forth and be a beacon to somebody, be a benefit to somebody, help somebody, showing that love one to another. Not just having that love one for another, but putting some steps behind our words. It's action, charity, love in action. So he says, back in Isaiah 55, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Brothers and sisters, there's times in our life where we have enjoyed the presence of the Lord. There's times when we've come to church and enjoyed the presence we've felt in meetings. We felt the presence of the Holy Spirit here and we rejoice. And then we go home and forget everything we heard because we're worried about something that's going to go on Monday morning. I tell you, Mondays are just, I dread Mondays. Weekend's over. Meeting's over. Got to go back to work. Got to go back into the world. Brothers and sisters, if we're seeking the Lord, if we're spending time with Him in the morning, arming ourselves with that armor, brothers and sisters, on Monday morning, we can face the battle to come because we're holding that shield of faith. You know, Brother Marty also talked about the armor of God. How we need that armor. Because the Lord's blessed us with it. And reading His Word, seeking the Lord, reading His Word can help us through the day. So yes, we need to be reading the Word. We need to spend some time with Him in prayer, meditating on what we read or what we've listened to or what we've heard this past weekend or what we just read. We need to keep it fresh in our mind. You know, over in Romans, renewing our mind. How do we renew our mind? By reading His Word. Seeking the Lord. Seek His face. Remember, I've already quoted it, but Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Talking about going to work the next day or whatever we need to face or whatever kind of battle we may be looking at. Brothers and sisters, if we put the Lord first and foremost in our minds, putting Him first, put it a priority on seeking His kingdom, seeking the Lord. Brothers and sisters, He's promised to be with us. If we're diligently seeking Him, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Right? Remember, we've already read that. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, sometimes we may have a job and we do our job diligently and we do a good job, but we don't get anything for it. Well, you get a paycheck, you know. Sometimes it's nice to hear, you know, good job. Every once in a while, right? Not saying we need a participation trophy, but every once in a while it's nice to hear you're doing a good job. The Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He knows our frailties. He knows our faults. He knows our faults better than I know my faults. But He also knows when we're trying our best. He also knows when I'm trying to do His will. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Again, the Lord never leaves us. The Lord never leaves us nor forsakes us. But sometimes I wander. Sometimes I stray. But while I'm near Him, while I feel His presence, brothers and sisters, that's the time I need to call upon His name. Amen. I don't know why so many times people use the Lord. They try to use Him as a spare tire. That old rusty thing that's in the back that we never pull out in case we need it. Well, guess what? We need the Lord all the time. Not just whenever. all the time. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. When you feel close to the Lord, that's the time to call upon his name and praise him. Talk to him. Read his word. Let it just fill us so we might just be filled. Like at Psalm 119:11. Thy word if I hid in my heart, I might not sin against thee. I think verse 9 says, "How wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto the word." I don't think I quote it just right, but you can read it. The point is, taking heed to the word. That's how we can cleanse our way. So again, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. The Lord's not lost. You remember that joke about a guy that was being baptized and the preacher dunks him under the water and brings him up and says, have you found Jesus? The man said, no. Dunks him under the water again, brings him up. Hey, you found Jesus? He's like, no. Does it again. He said, found Jesus. He said, preacher, are you sure he went down here? The Lord's not lost. The Lord's not lost. The one who is lost is me. I'm the one who needs to be seeking him. Because he already knows exactly where I am. And I'm never too far from his reach. I'm never separated from his love. So yes, we take great comfort in knowing if I find myself away, if I find myself like that prodigal son in a far country, thirsting and hungering, I can call upon the Lord. And he welcomes me back. But this scripture right here, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Wouldn't it be better to stay near to the Lord? Wouldn't it be better to set that as a priority in my life? This is what I'm going to try to do. This is what I'm going to do with my best of my abilities. And I tell you, if you're doing that, the Lord's going to help. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things. You remember, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. If we're trying to do the things in the Lord's will, brothers and sisters, he's going to be with us. So, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Stay near to him so we can call upon him whenever we need. Oh yeah, he hears when I'm afar off. But brothers and sisters, let's enjoy the fellowship and remain near to him. So seek the Lord. May the Lord bless you.